What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about dating friends, dating your friends or your coworkers, dating anybody, and they end up being a narcissist. Going from friendship to a relationship with a toxic narcissistic person. So I had a very, very interesting one-on-one today with a woman who said she dated one of her, she had a long-term friendship with somebody, and they went from being friends to in a relationship. Which happens all the time. You know, you end up, Usher has a song called Lovers and Friends. You know, it was one of my favorite songs by Usher. Look, tell me again, we'll be lovers and friends. Yeah. So, dating coworkers, dating friends, dating people who live in the same apartment complex or the same housing subdivision or the same townhouse place, whatever. Yeah. Ask yourself before you date these people. This is not me chastising the young lady I had a conversation with this morning. She's like very, very good spirit. But ask yourself, because she's out of it now. She's staying in power. But ask yourself right now, what's going to happen? Like, if this goes bad, how is it going to end? Especially with dating coworkers, somebody you have to see all the time. Dating your boss. If you're a boss, dating somebody that works for you. How is this going to go? What happens if this blows up? Because not only do you have to mourn the loss of the relationship dynamic that you're in, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, you also have to mourn the loss of the possible job, employment, the possible, you have to see the person you live, pretty much live around, you'll see each other every single day, or you have to mourn the loss of a friendship, possibly a long-term friendship, because typically people don't go from being, especially if you're dealing with a narcissist, you can't go from being friends to being relationship, to go back to being friends, because that narcissistic person has revealed themselves for who they actually are. And chances are, you probably hate their ass right now. So it'd be hard to go back from, narcissistic people or the type of people that be around you for a long time. Like I said, I know a lot of people meet their narcissistic ex online or narcissistic partner online. Sometimes you don't meet them online. Sometimes you meet it, you know these people in real life. Like they're your friends for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, 15 years. And y'all end up dating. And guess what? You trust this person a little bit more because y'all know it. You know them. Y'all might have been sharing relationship drama, husband wife drama over the years. If it's your coworker, y'all been sharing. Y'all had similar problems at work. If it's people who live in the same apartment complex, y'all might have your apartment might have sprang a leak at the same time. Y'all have shared similar experiences that you grow to trust this person, but especially if it's your friend, you grow to trust this friend before y'all become partners. So you typically could be blind to the red flags that you experience. You know what I mean? You could very well be blind to the red flags of the experience, but now because you trust this person more, because you probably shared some intimate details of your previous relationship with this person, and now they know more about you. And this is okay. And this is not me again. This is not me chastising anybody. It's just like when you're friends with somebody before you start to date them, or you work with them for a long time, you coworkers, whatever. Typically, y'all talk, so they know what you want and need in a significant other. They know what thing because y'all been talking for a long time. Y'all been friends for a long time. They know what types of things to avoid doing to set you off, because they have the blueprint to get you to fall for them. They have the blueprint to get you to fall in love with them, to be around them, to want to be with them, to want to cherish them and things like that. They have the blueprint for your heart and they have the blueprint to manipulate you with. So if y'all haven't dated a friend, you haven't dated a family member's cousin or something like that, if you haven't dated somebody that's close to you that works with you and things like that, always look, begin with the end in mind, the possible ends in mind. It could very well end in marriage and matrimony and kids and picket fences and all that other good stuff, but it could also end with cheating, abuse, lying, manipulating, gaslighting, physical abuse. It could end in emotional abuse, verbal abuse. It could end in so many other different ways as well, that begin with the end in mind. Like, what if this blows up? What if the relationship goes to hell and we are no longer, we've exchanged stories over the years. Now we exchange some bodily fluids or something like that. Now, you know, you got to y'all and clap some cheeks together or something like that. Now, can you go back to just being this person's friend? Can you go back to that previous level? No, you can't. Most times you can't, especially if you're dealing with a narcissist. If you're dealing with a narcissist that has treated you terribly, that has cheated on you, you never thought that you trusted them previously. You trust, like, this is not blind trust. You've developed trust over years with this person. So you can't just go, but you can't, it's like you can't put it back in the box. It's like Pandora's box of cheek clapping. You can't, once you get your cheeks, once Pandora gets her cheeks clapped, she can't go back into the box. What the hell did I just say? You can't put it back into the box. You really, really can't, y'all. So as I tell people, like, begin with the end in mind. Like, how is it, like, what if this relationship blows up? What if it goes to hell? What do you do now? You know what I mean? What now? What can you do right now if the relationship doesn't go the way you want it to go? Because you can't be friends again. Because, again, that narcissistic person, if y'all are friends before, they might try to go back to being a friend. Maybe we should just be friends. You can't go back to... I would not... This is one of my suggestions I make all the time. I personally would not suggest being friends with a toxic ex. I just can't imagine being friends with that person. Because if they treated you terribly, they're not going to go back to being your friend. You're going to watch them treat somebody else good. So they treated you terribly. They were your friend first. And then y'all broke up. They treated you terribly. They cheated on you. They did whatever. Now you're going to be friends with them and watch them treat somebody else better? Hell no. Nope. That's not how my mind works. I hope, hopefully, on this take right here, your mind works similar to mine on not being the friends with a toxic ass ex that set out to hurt you or manipulate you or lie to you and things like that. Hopefully, we're on the same road right here with that, because a lot of narcissists and toxic people will absolutely try to manipulate you into being their friends again after the relationship ends. Don't do that, y'all. Because they'll use the friendship hoover. Because they go back to being friends, they'll try to hoover you back in. Ask yourself, if this is your coworker, can you deal with it? You mean, can you deal with, you know, it going back? Like I said, you can't put it back into the box. You just absolutely can't do that. Preach. Because if you try to put it back in the box, then how you can't go from being friends and sharing juicy details about each other's relationships to clapping cheeks to going back to doing it, y'all. I don't suggest being friends with a toxic ex. I would not suggest it. It is not in the Lee Hammack book of suggestions. It is in the book of Lee Hammack suggestions of not being friends with your toxic ass ex. Please don't. You know what I mean? Because it gets to that point right there. You know what I mean? I see my wife in the background. She's walking in. No, she's good. You good? I thought we don't cut the camera here. But that's how it goes though, y'all. So, like I said, if y'all don't know, we're in Virginia Beach for the meetup here. My wife's going to be here at the meetup too, y'all. So, she's at the meetup in Virginia Beach. We're going to be out here at the meetup at COVA in Norfolk, Virginia, June 12th, 3 to 6 p.m. So, yeah. Like, just ask, like, begin, like I said, before you start dating somebody, if you know this person, begin with the possible end in mind. Do you want to take, if this is your best friend, it could be a BFF of the opposite sex or the same sex or whatnot. It could be your BFF. If this goes to hell, this will no longer be your BFF. So you have to go through what I call the double mourning process. Where you have to not only mourn the loss of the relationship, you have to mourn the loss of the friendship. It's like the double death. And that's harder to deal with. So not only would you be recovering from a toxic relationship, you also be trying to recover from the loss of a friendship. Double death. That's like a double whammy, y'all. Narcissistic abuse and the end of a friendship. Damn, that would suck. That's gonna suck, y'all. So if you're in this situation now, I hope you empower yourself through it. Like the young lady I talked to this morning, she's gonna make it, y'all. She's empowered. She's definitely gonna make it. She's gonna do her thing, y'all, and she's gonna make it through and she's gonna survive that. But like I said, for other people out there, heed the story. Like, can you survive this? If this were to go to hell, can you survive this dynamic? Can y'all friendship survive this dynamic? Because imagine breaking up with somebody and then you having to see this person every single day, y'all. The friendships, you might not have to see them every single day unless y'all intertwine in your family. This is a family friend too, and they're friends with a lot of your family members. But the coworkers, imagine clapping cheeks with a coworker and you got to see them every single day. So imagine getting fired from your job because you were sleeping with your boss and now your boss cheated on you. You know, that's what you tell anybody else at work. So they break up with you and fire you. not only have to mourn the loss of a relationship, you get discarded. Now, you have to mourn the loss of employment, the loss of your job and things like that. So that's what I tell people, y'all. Think, begin with the end in mind. I'm going to start messing with this coworker because they're hot. You're going, and then y'all break up. But guess what? You got to see this hot coworker who everybody else wants. You have to see them dealing with other people as well. Begin with the end in mind, the possible end. Yeah, could it end good? Yeah. Believe, I don't want to have negative thoughts or whatever. What if this is meant to be? Well, you get into a toxic relationship with your toxic, narcissistic-ass coworker who's going to discard you and maybe cheat on you or somebody else at work, especially in the warehouse or office environment. This happens all the time. It absolutely happens all the time, y'all. Yeah, but like I said, you have to protect yourself. Protect yourself, protect your peace, and protect your mental health. Y'all, protect this up here. And protect your heart as well. Heart and mental health. Heart and mental health. But anyways, y'all, like I said, it's Friday right now, June 10th. June 12th, live in-person meetup at Cova Brewery, Cova Coffee and Brewery in Norfolk, Virginia. Cova, C-O-V-A, Norfolk, Virginia, June 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come out and say hey, y'all. Come out, meet and greet. We're doing a meet and greet. Like I see the wife. We in town right now. We in Virginia Beach right now, y'all. Probably go to the beach today or whatever. I don't know what we're going to do today. Aquarium, zoo, something. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.